This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Our Chit Chat episode 1 on a Thursday. Sikhuluma ngezinto eziningi ikakhulukazi masikhuluma ngepersonality yomuntu, sikhuluma ngelifestyle yomuntu. And ziningi izinto nontuthuko, there are different elements. Akha nje umuntu eyedwa. Understand? Mm-hmm. Could be, you know, your emotional intelligence. Mm-hmm. Could be your hygiene, because hygiene plays a critical role, especially umuzwana nabantu.
I was pelu kuthanda abantu ube unganayo hygiene.
Yeah, but we can't shy away. Nontuthuko ekuthenini, there are people who are trying their best. They are trying their best, but certain circumstances, man, certain situations are not, like, you know, doing them any good.
Yeah, I know, but then I do think, Uguti, yeah, there's also a way around fixing. Okay, not entirely fixing, because there are underlying problems.
Yeah.
But I do believe that there is a certain way.
Yeah, there's always a certain way ongazama ngayo to better your situation osukubhekene naso ngaleso sikhathi. Ladies and gentlemen, the Chit Chat episode 1 on a Thursday kumhla ka 30 November 2023. We're speaking about or conversing about what we call a personal hygiene. Nontuthuko, you're going to help me on this one. Because first of all, we need to know what is a personal hygiene. How do we define a good personal hygiene? So, a good personal hygiene involves keeping all parts of the external body clean and healthy. And it's so important for maintaining both physical and mental health. So, in people with poor now personal hygiene, the body provides an ideal environment for ama germs to grow, you know, leaving it vulnerable to ama certain infections akon. So if we speak about now a good personal hygiene, it involves like keeping all parts of your external body. You understand? Mm-hmm. External body healthy and clean. So it seems so important to maintain a physical and a mental health also, because we all know, Gutena, if you are mentally unstable, kunezinye izinto ongakwazi ukuzenza, and lezo zinto lezo igcina now hygiene. You understand?
Yeah.
Hygiene, understand? Ingakho kuthiwa nje you can't really help umuntu who is mentally unstable, but you understand, because we know if you are mentally unstable, kunezinto sikubona ngazo, and hygiene is one of those things. It's one of those things lapho suke sibona khona. So keeping your external body healthy and clean is so important, and also it is important for maintaining both physical and mental health. So, and if you have this poor, we're going to be talking about the effect now, or the negative impact of a poor personal hygiene. Smelly feet, smelly breath, and all that. So in people with a poor personal hygiene now, the body provides an ideal environment for ama germs to grow, leaving it vulnerable to ama infections. You understand? Right. What are the types of personal hygiene, Nontuthuko?
Well, there are various types, and the first one is keeping your hands clean. And I think that one is very much quite important, because masibuke into encane, you know, mase usetexin and then umuntu ngicela umdlulisele imali.
What are you saying?
No, but then there are a lot of germs that you're attracting with your hands. And then more frequently you are without even washing your hands. So that is very important.
Mm.
And then the second one is...
Yeah, dental.
Yes, dental. Okay.
Yeah.
So kubalulekile to brush your teeth all the time. Some people do it once, okay? But there are underlying problems. We do brush your teeth, but then every now and then to look, but there are ways to handle that kind of situation, like carrying a sweets or in your bag maybe, or a bubble gum.
Yeah.
And then we have nail hygiene. Now local, it's very important. You need to have clean hands, man.
Nail?
Yes, nail hygiene. You need to have clean
hands. How is it?
Okay, so.
No,
okay, this looks good. Not bad.
Yeah, I have the nails.
That's not bad, man.
Yeah, it's not bad. And then we also have
facial cleanliness.
Oh, facial. That one. I think, Nontutsuko, a lot of people are affected mm-hmm. by that one.
Yeah.
Because if your face is not good, your self-esteem, your self-confidence is affected.
Goes down as well.
Yeah.
It's very much important. Yeah.
And we don't have money to attend the dermatologist.
I know. But then, auntie, that's why they are... I'm a pharmacy, right?
So yeah.
Where you can just go over the counter and buy those cheap soaps. Mm. We are born and you know to what I want to be right.
So we have the types of personal hygiene. We have the dental. So dental hygiene involves more than just having white teeth. Ladies and gentlemen, it's involved more than having white teeth. A good dental hygiene routine can also prevent now issues such as the gum diseases and cavities. Mm-hmm. And also it prevents now the bad breath. Bad breath.
You know, I once had a friend who had a bad breath. But then, listeners are very much sensitive.
Yeah.
So there's a certain way that you need to deal with those things than just embarrassing Omund.
Yeah.
I used to buy those pack of sweets. I don't know what they're called.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm an Obits or something.
Yeah.
I think, yeah. So I bought her those pack of sweets. And then she was so curious with Wang Yim Tengilin. And everyone else was just trying to tell her what to know. It's because, I was so embarrassed. But then I was just trying to help. I was trying
you
to
were
be
just
a good
being
friend.
A good friend.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And also we have the body personal hygiene now. Sikhuluma ngama sweat glands, ladies and gentlemen, they cover the human body. And when now ama bacteria, they break down a sweat, the process create a smell or a body odor. You understand? Mm-hmm. So now washing the body will help you to prevent the skin irritation as well as removing now the bacteria that cause a body odor. Washing now the hair removes oil and keep a person looking clean and fresh. We all need to be fresh. We all want to be fresh.
We all need to. I mean,
yeah.
But we clean environment also boosts your self-confidence. Nyan.
Have you met someone on Nugagam Nandiman? Oh, I could literally smell the person.
From a distance.
From a distance. You smell so great. Body odor, ladies and gentlemen, masculine mange body personal hygiene. And also the hand. Hand washing, ladies and gentlemen, the types of personal hygiene. The hands, you understand? Regular washing of your hand or hand washing is one of the best ways now you can use to prevent or avoid mm-hmm. spreading these diseases like mange kaula, sultati, lewen. What are you doing? What are you doing? So now you have to wash before, during, and after preparing food. Before eating, you have to wash your hand. Before and after looking after anyone who has been like vomiting or is having diarrhea, you have to wash your hand. Before and after treating now a cut or a wound, you have to wash your hand. After going to the bathroom, you have to wash your hand. And speaking of nails, Nontutsuko, the fingernails now may harbor the dead end germs. So you need to cut your nails all the time. Now, you know, all these dead and also my gems.
At your nails?
I'm looking at my nails because they are so beautiful. I don't know. I have beautiful and clean nails. So all this dead that is being harbored by your nails and the gems, alapana, so they contribute to the spread of the bacteria.
Yeah.
So it is easier for it dead and ama gems to collect and under the longer nails. So keeping them short can help reduce the risk of spreading the infection. So now we get to the $1 million question, Nontutsuko. How to maintain good personal hygiene?
It depends.
How?
I mean, some are easily maintained.
Yeah.
And then what you should say, some are really much hard to maintain because that's normally my dermatologist or dentist.
Mm.
But my smelly armpits, I think it's geza.
Yeah.
Like twice or three times a day.
Yeah.
Does good. Yeah.
Yeah.
It does make a difference. I mean, It's hot. So, I do color. What's 2 days? It's too much.
It's too hot.
Aibo.
Two times a day. Two.
Hey, in the morning.
I need my bed. And how do we maintain now a good personal hygiene, ladies and gentlemen? Dental hygiene. Kuthiwa, you can brush 2 times a day for 2 minutes, at least twice a day. You understand? Twice a day, once before breakfast and once before bed. So that is how you maintain now a good dental hygiene. You understand? Mm-hmm. For a healthy mouth and smile, it is recommended brushing the teeth for 2 minutes at least twice a day. Once before it breakfast, Jaco, and once before it bed. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. We have different brands of matured pastes. Mm-hmm.
Colgate,
you understand? We have different brands of matured paste. And if any for example, Mina, I got introduced. Let me not advertise this, but toothpaste and seven zisa because I'm a zinyama ya poboga. You understand? Seven zisa late to rai wa cool.
So typical of you, yo. Why am I so surprised?
So I got introduced to Giona and it was nice, man. It was nice.
It
because now Amazon your army are sensitive. Mm-hmm. You understand? Are sensitive and I got to actually
Yes, I'm looking at you like you.
Hand washing, ladies and gentlemen, is how you can maintain now a good personal health or personal hygiene, and also a body you have to use now. You have to bath like daily. It is so advisable to shower or bath daily using soap and water to cleanse away the dead skin cells, the oil, and bacteria.
Twice a day.
Twice a day. I'm still gonna think about that. Twice a day.
You need to work on that. Don't think about it. Work on that.
Oh God. Monkeys exen me number fit and just go and I'm a nails, ladies and gentlemen. You have to actually cut your nails. You have to scrape the underside of my nails with a nail brush. You understand? And also, Mr. Kanyile, we do have I'm a nail paint for a bunch of Lisa, so but there is this clear nail paint. So I don't know about the color.
Beautiful and clean.
I don't know about the color though. The color.
No, it's just nail clear. Paint.
It is clear leng isebenza isayo angeke uzubone ngisho ngifakile uzobona umuntu mhlabe opay attention more ukuthi nasasecobezela kanje masiyabona ukuthi yeah so you have to brush your nails, you have to cut your nails, make them short, ladies and gentlemen. And not to chuka because you are a woman, and I know ukuthi na uyangena kakhulu la we menstrual and genital hygiene.
I think kumdas fazale, it's very much important because you'd find that some women or young ladies are not well educated about listening to this. You'd find that during the menstrual cycle, they leave things underlying wherever and not really recycling them properly.
Yeah.
And Leon Doyen's are much on its own.
Yeah.
So it's very much important to go to the news now. And foot in the corner, to bath 2 times a day, very much important when you're in your menstrual cycle.
Okay, as cool as I look, but I don't want to suit in a CNZ explicitly. Mm-hmm. You understand? Speaking of the private part of about best father, it is self cleaning. So what? How do we do? Do we use soaps or ama soaps? They do have the effect, negative effect.
No, they do definitely have negative effects. You're just supposed to use water.
Yo.
Just water, but specifically cold water, not hot.
So it is so important to change our sanitary products regularly and to wash the hands before and after you were changing our pads or any other sanitary product. So if umuntu wesifazane, that is how you can maintain now a good personal hygiene. Ladies and gentlemen, today show we are speaking about personal hygiene, ladies and gentlemen. So sesiwabalile the types of personal hygiene and also what is the personal hygiene, and also now how can you maintain a personal hygiene? Right about now, Nontuchugo, let us look at now the negative effect of a poor personal hygiene. I know it is like a sensitive topic, ladies and gentlemen, and talking to a person about a poor personal hygiene can be very difficult.
Ask me, I know.
Can be very difficult. So as a result, a person with poor personal hygiene could become isolated from other people.
And I think they get bullied most of the time.
Yeah, they get bullied.
And then social rejection. And then there's a lot going on.
There is a lot going on, ladies and gentlemen. But one of the implications now of having this poor personal hygiene could be the anklets foot. Anklets foot.
That's smelly feet.
The smelly feet. I do have smelly feet. But it because nonya
ochulukayo. But how do you maintain that?
By not wearing a flip flop.
Why?
Eh?
I mean, I think
recently, I don't wanna wear ama abopaka mangiphakathi kwabantu because I don't know ukuthi kuzokwenzakalani. Because inyawo zami ziyajuluka and mase ijuluki like I make sure ukuthena I wash ama socks wami all the time. Angiwaphindi ama socks wami. I nuki icathulo zami, but I know my feet smell.
Okay. So I honestly thought this was going to be like the opposite. You know, when you have smelly feet, you'd wear my flip-flops so that would get some air.
I don't. Because I don't know ukuthena I'm very sensitive when it comes to something of a smell.
Yeah.
I can tell ukuthi and have other ways now of actually, you know, excusing myself in a situation.
Yeah,
so that thing I'll be awkward.
Yeah. But no, you should try wearing my flip flops. I think that's the best way to go about.
I do have my sandals.
No, I
guess I'm going to
go about
I do have my sandals. I do have my sandals.
Never seen you wearing
my flip flops. And wakumula.
Why?
Ngiyawagumula ngiwabekela because I'm funny juluka inyawo
ugcine. Oh, okay.
So before ngiwagqoke, all the time mangizowagqoka kufanele ngiwawashe, ngiqale ngiwawashe. So that mase ngifikile la ngiyakhona vele ngiwagumule just ukushayisa inyawo zami, ngifuni ejuluke mase julukela phezu kwama sandals. Okay. Uthola ukuthi asayanuka ama sandals.
Okay.
Uzongibona ngihamba ngenyawo la e-studio mangigqoka ama sandals. And also one of the things now as enza or the negative effects of a poor personal hygiene could be now the ringworms abakhona phansi kwesikhumba sakho.
Yeah, my daughter has once had that, and it was very difficult to find a suitable product to remove that.
Yeah,
but then eventually it went away. So,
but you didn't get.
I don't know. That's the thing. I went to the clinic, and then they just didn't say anything constructive.
Yeah.
So it was just a thing.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, and one of the things food is a tooth decay and chronic diarrhea. And a body lies, a body smell, or a body odor, and also maskulumangi ampid, you know. It's one of the negative effects of a poor hygiene. Ladies and gentlemen, keeping the body clean has a positive effect on a person's social life and their physical and mental health. So personal hygiene is simply looking after the body and keeping it clean and healthy. So if you do have certain conditions, maybe, and just make sure they know about that condition so that maybe you don't find yourself in an awkward situation whereby now you are being isolated because ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be back.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.